Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to talk about winner. We have a person who is an expert of teaching us how to be a winner, Kevin Manley. He's the author of the best-selling book, Play Bigger. Hi, Kevin. 你好.
你好.
Right. It's the world of, more or less, winners take all.
Yes. Well, as in our book, one of the things we describe is the way that technology industry, especially, but actually most any industry these days, pretty quickly one company tends to dominate any particular space, any particular market. And you see this easily when you think about companies you know about. I mean, Google takes almost all of the search industry business. Facebook is pretty much the only social network you can name. Mm-hmm. And it happens in all sorts of smaller spaces also. It just has become the situation these days where it is what we call category kings, actually in our book, tend to take somewhere between 75% and 80% of the profits and economics out of any space that they're in. And so if that's true, one of the things we paint in the book is that if that's true, then it becomes vitally important if you're starting a company to aim to be the category king.
Right.
Because otherwise you're basically scrapping for a few shares, points of market share. And what we describe in the book is the idea that if you think that way, if you want to try to be a category king, then you have to do certain things to try to get there.
Yeah.
And we studied a whole lot of category kings to try to parse out the kinds of things that they do to get to that place and then try to describe them for people so they could do the same things themselves.
Right. Yeah. The category king is the winner. The way to say winner in Chinese, 赢家.
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 That's it. 赢 is the first word, is the second tone. So we go up a bit. 赢.
赢.
Yeah. 赢, that means to win, to make profit.
Mm-hmm.
And 家 is the second word. That means originally, that means home. It's a shape of a pig underneath the roof. And in ancient China, people raised pigs at home. So where the pigs were, that was home. So that means home to start with. And then in this case, the character has been evolved into being used as a suffix. That means someone with the expertise of doing something. So in this case, that means a person. So 赢家 is a person who winner.
Is there a different word if it were a company that is a winner versus a person?
It's the same.
The same.
Yeah, we say the person or the organization.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we can say, Kevin, you are a 赢家, 你是赢家, you are the winner.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we describe companies, we can say, oh, Uber, you are the winner, 你们是赢家.
Mm-hmm.
And here you is the plural, so 你们. 是赢家, you guys are the winner. Or Airbnb, you are the winner.
Now, in a previous episode, we talked about the word big.
Mm-hmm.
Say the da. Does Chinese work that way that if you wanted to say big winner, you would just put that word in front of winner?
You got it. 大赢家. That's it. So you are the big winner.
Ah.
You see, Chinese is pretty logical. So 大赢家 is the big winner.
I see. So how does loser play off of winner?
Right. Loser, we need to learn that too, because when you have winner, you must have losers. 输家.
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 输 is to lose, and 家 is again the person who lost. Yeah, so 输家.
输家.
Yeah, 输 is the first tone, and that just means you lost something. And it's also the same pronunciation as books in Chinese.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, you know, if you go to the Chinese casino, lots of superstitious people, they would be really cross if you bring a book to the casino, because they would say, oh, it's the same sound as losing the game, as a loser. So they don't like it. So don't bring a book, even if it's an amazing book, your Play Bigger book, don't bring it. otherwise, they get a bit upset.
So if we're going to a meeting in China about trying to be a company that is a winner, and we bring a book to give it everyone, I mean, this could be a dilemma.
Yeah, not everybody believes that. And some people, they take it seriously. Just like once I was in China, and then it was suddenly rains cats and dogs, and then I had to borrow an umbrella. And basically no one wanted to give me an umbrella. It's not because they were unkind. It's just because umbrella is symbolic for separation.
Interesting.
So I had to pay $1 to buy an umbrella, which is symbolic as well. And they gave me the umbrella for $1 because they didn't want to have the negative meaning.
I see.
Yep. So in China, there are a lot of interesting, I would say, interesting culture and tradition. And a lot of modern people, they still practice that. So going to the company is fine, but not in a casino.
We actually, by the way, we use an analogy. We talked to a World Series of Poker champion.
Right.
And talked to him about the concept of odds and,
right.
And how to think about them and how to improve your odds of success. With the cards, essentially the set of cards that you're handed. In other words, like in the business that you have.
Yeah.
And we use those analogies throughout the book so that you are doing less of gambling and just hoping for luck and doing more of planning and trying to essentially create your own luck and design your luck.
Right. To describe a situation when we have win-win situation, we call 双赢.
双赢,
ying, if you remember, that means to win, and 双 means twin, double. So 双赢.
I see.
Yeah, both sides are winners. 双赢.
双赢.
Yeah, so I hope that corporations or organizations or individuals, when they have a smart strategy, become the category king, we can have a win-win situation.
Well, people who say, here's a new market and there's room for a lot of winners in that market is lying because it's really not true these days. There's really basically room for one winner.
Right. In this case, winner takes all.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. There's also a Chinese expression about that. 赢家全拿.
赢家全拿.
Okay, 赢家 is the winner. 全,
yes.
That means entire, entirely.
I see.
And 拿 is to take.
Uh-huh.
So the winners, 赢家, entirely take.
Oh, that's awesome.
Chinese stop there, but it means takes everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So 赢家全拿.
赢家全拿.
That's it. So this is the world, 赢家全拿.
赢家全拿.
It's very difficult to have 双赢.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so in this case, the corporations, they really have to play bigger. 玩大一点.
玩大一点.
Right. And do you also have a website to go with the book?
Yes, there is a playbigger.com website. There is my website, which is kevinmaney.com, which has all of my different activities.
Sure. Okay, so playbigger.com and kevinmaney.com.
That's right.
Okay, so please check that out. Thank you, Kevin, for joining us.
Thank you. Yes.
Today, we talk about winner, 赢家. Loser, 输家. Win-win, 双赢. Winners take all, 赢家全拿. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Kevin.
Thank you, Shelan.